ourselves in preparation for that event. So the happiest state that is possible.
Sometimes I think people get confused with what intention really is.
Okay. So here's my definition of intention. Getting clear on what you want. That's it. Sounds really easy. I can get clear on what you want. The problem is that when the analytical mind gets overdriven by the violence of stress, we start thinking about what is the conditions for the
effect of this person. That's not intention. That's trying to control everything in your life. That's not intention.
Well, what you're trying to do is say, I want a specific thing, but I'm not willing to lose any of these things or affect any of these people. It's not a plan for you. The universe doesn't work like that. Intention is, you may say, I want a new job. I want a new relationship. Now, the moment you ask the question, what is the question? What would you like? Something you've learned intellectually, knowledge, or something you've experienced in your life. Like, well, I know what it is to be in love, or I know what it is to have a new job, or I read a book about it. And it begins to call up these different networks of neurons, and then it seamlessly pieces them together to create a new idea, a new vision. And when you put all those networks together and they fire in tandem, you'll get a clear picture in your mind. And that clear picture is called intention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life is when you combine it with that emotion. Why? Because your body is your unconscious mind. It doesn't know the difference between an experience in your life that creates an emotion and an emotion that you're fabricating by thought alone. So your body now, as the